Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Everybody, shouts out to you for joining me today for a special surprise Afternoon Bowls edition of Free Ball Friday with me, Vincent the Bay. Good times. Shouts out to my early chit chatters. Alcoholic, Captain Scarlet, Cosmo Brockington, Jason DeLone, Kishu. Oh, Kishu, hey, baby. Love and Smash, Lowrider 14, My Knee Grows Only Something or Other. Mystery Man Ryan, Old Brutus, Static, Zeki, and several guest listeners. Thanks for coming through, everybody. No, it's not Baller Friday. It's Free Ball Friday. Yeah, you know, I'm filling in for Ghost, sort of, in a way. Ghost has been trolled off the internet. And I don't know, like you, I'm around this time every day, I get excited to hear about the markets. And we haven't been hearing from our friend Ghost for the last 3 days now. So I thought, what the heck? I'm going to forego my show tonight and do it right now for you. And I'll get an early start on my weekend, and I'll actually have party it down tonight. So I'm going to take your calls. I have a lot of business I want to get to. And, of course, take your calls. 347-826-7667 is the number. I have several topics I'm going to discuss today, including the jester fighting back. That's right. Last night we were talking about how Sabu was outed essentially, or was doxed again by the Jester, but apparently this Hugo Cavallo is not, allegedly not Sabu. Again, like I said last night, the jury's still out as far as I'm concerned. Whether or not this Hugo is Sabu or not, I think he's a person of interest without a doubt. And so anyways, today the Jester fired back at the claims that he unsuccessfully doxed Sabu, and he was going to be the first one, or the second one, he said, to apologize for the action. So I'll get into that and get your thoughts on that. Also, I want to talk about this recent, Wired magazine released full chat logs of conversations between Bradley Manning and Adrian Lamo. Is that how you say his name? So we'll talk about that. There's all kinds of shit going down in the hometown, if you know what I'm saying. The hometown being the internet, the interwebs. And I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'm going to expose you all to not Baller Friday. I know you guys are used to Ghost and Baller Friday. But what I do every night, which I'm doing during the day today, is what I call Free Ball Friday. Yeah, free balling. Good times, good times. If you don't know what I'm talking about wearing pants with no underpants. Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like being a baller on Friday. Yeah, if you're a baller, you could be free balling. But they're not mutually exclusive. You know what I'm saying? All right. Check it out. All right, from the top, free balling.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free balling. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free balling. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
Gianni Bugno, campione del mondo, sceglie Sega Mega Drive. Abilità, concentrazione, riflessi. Ecco perché un campione del mondo sceglie Mega Drive. Mega Drive da Sega, come Game Gear. L'unico videogioco portatile che diventa un vero TV, a colori. Game Gear.
Non c'è paragone.
Game Gear, campione del mondo con Gianni Bugno, vince. E giochi preziosi.
Hit it!
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL, e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di rientro 86, finale in Bancotti.
Finish him.
Down goes Freezer! Down goes Freezer! Down goes Freezer!
These top fighters are really something else.
Wallace, victory, friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Oh, yeah. What it is Vince in the Bay coming at you live. Good times. Thanks for joining me here. Chit chat room is starting to fill up a little bit. It's good to see that. Okie doke. So, yeah. I'm going to get to calls in a second. Everybody, simmer down. Simmer down now. Relax. We got a long ways to go here. We've got 2 hours. I'm Vince in the Bay, your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. And I was talking about Ghost, and I'm obviously doing this show during this time slot, man, because I missed that guy and his show. And so out of reverence to him, before I get to the calls, I'm going to give you your, instead of the markets for your ass, I'm going to give you your ass for the markets. How about that? All right. So let's take a look here. The Dow Jones Industrials closed up 38 points. I don't know what the percentage increase that is, but I guess that's good. It's up 42 points. It's a 0.34% increase. S&P was up also 7.25 points. That's an increase of 0.56%. The NASDAQ composite up just a tad under a percentage point at 27 points. Let's see, the S&P composite up 0.35%. The Mexico ICP, I always want to say the Mexico ICP index, the Insane Clown Posse index. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if the Insane Clown Posse had their own goddamn index. Those fucking juggalos need to get a life. No, the Mexico IPC index was up just 2 points at 0.01%. And rounding out the Americas, the Brazilian index was down 0.32%. So essentially the markets were stagnant, just kind of like stayed unchanged more or less. And there you have it. So let's round things out with the commodities, of course. Brent crude futures increased by 1.14%. Gas oil futures up 0.9%. Heating oil futures up 1.37%. Natural gas futures up 3.88%. Wow, natural gas futures. The gasoline futures up 0.449%. Blah, blah, blah. Agriculture. Here we go. This is what Ghost loves. Agriculture, right? Canola futures down 0.24%. Cocoa futures. All right. All you fucking chocolate lovers, all you greasy fingered trolls that are listening to this broadcast. Yeah, your Hershey bars, the futures on those went up 0.81%. Coffee futures down 1.86%. Might want to get in on some coffee now, folks. I love me some coffee. I just guzzled down 2 cups before I got on right now. That's the only vice I have left. That's it. I'm done. Coffee, that's it. If they outlaw coffee, I'm fucked. I'm totally fucked. What else do we got here? Corn futures. Ghost loves the corn futures. Corn futures up 0.96%. And blah, blah. Do we, the wheat futures down 1.73%. See, soybean futures up 0.22%. Lumber down 0.34%. Oak futures down 1.09%. Blah, blah, blah. Soybean oil futures 0.03%. And wood futures were nil percentage. Rounding it out, copper futures 0.83%. Gold up 0.24% at $3.80. Gold is at 1,593. My God. It was like 2 years ago. It was at like 300. Two or three years ago, I swear to God, gold is like $300. Jesus fucking Christ. Gold is at $1,500 an ounce. Holy shit balls. That's either serious inflation or a serious bubble. I don't know. I swear to God, 3 years ago, gold was at like $300. It's insanity. Silver is at $39. That's insane. Silver, I remember just a year ago, silver was like at $11. It's at 39.185. Damn. Anyway, silver increased on the day 1.5%. All right, rounding things off with the live cattle futures. The live cattle futures down 0.19%, and the cattle feeder futures down 0.88%. And finishing things out, the lean hog futures down or up 0.05%. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the markets for your ass. Okay? There. Good times. No, I had to do that. That's for Ghost. All right. That's out of the way. Now we can get to the lulls, right? You guys all want to get to the lulls, don't you? Don't we all want to get to the lulls? All right, let's see what I can do about dialing some lulls here. I got some callers. I'll get you in just a second, callers. Keep your panties on. Because we're going to dial in some lulls right now, kiddos. Stay tuned. It's Vince in the Bay. Dial in now. 347-826-7667. Lulls. Exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you and Lulls. Life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It flows back to you. Lulls boat.
It's so shocking and new. It's the Lulls boat.
Promise is laughing for everyone. Nya 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 nya. And Lulls won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore. It's Lulls. Welcome aboard. It's Lulls.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low.
don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Okie dokily. All right, we have some koalas on the line. Well, then I guess we'll just have to start taking these calls, goddammit. Flash Gordon, 246, you're on the air. What's up? Okay, can anybody name that soundboard? Not familiar with that one. Name that soundboard, please. Somebody in the chat room, please name that. I don't have, usually when I do my show at night, I have Lulzek Cali on with me at night. And he's a video game and pop culture aficionado. And he's young, with like probably the same age as a lot of these idiots that call in with these soundboards. And he's usually able to identify them. If you in the chat room can identify these soundboards, please let me know. But what I decided I'm going to start doing now with these soundboards is I'm not going to resist. I used to get mad and, you know, rage and hang up on them and stuff, and I don't do that now. Now what I like to do is I just like to judge them, you know. Usually the criteria are three different things, and they're all three categories are on a scale of 1 to 10. And usually the callers are fail, and I'll tell you right now, I haven't even judged this one by the numbers, and I can already tell you that one is a fail. But it goes by three different things: sound quality, content originality, and overall lulziness. Okay, and you guys can do this on your own at home. Lick your finger, lick that those melted Hershey bar remnants off your fingertips. And help me judge at home. That one, overall sound quality, I give that one about a 3. A 3, yeah, not about, a 3. Overall sound quality, 3. Shitty sound quality. It sounded like you were piping a YouTube video off of your boyfriend's iPhone in through your iPhone. Okay, it sounded like shit, all right? I could barely tell what the fuck it was. Content originality, I'll have to give you a 7 out of 10 for that, because I couldn't place it, and that's good enough for me. You know, it's original enough if I can't recognize it. So far, 7 out of 10, 3 out of 10. That's so far, you're 10 out of 30, or 10 out of 20, 50%, not very good. And overall lulziness, 0. 0. So that gives you, what, 10 out of 30? Sorry. Thanks for playing, though. Appreciate it. All right, let's take another call here. Pivot Idiot, you're on there. What's up?
How are you doing, Vince?
I'm doing good. Who is this?
This is Captain Scarlet from the chat room.
Captain
Scarlet.
Oh, very, very good. Very good. Captain Scarlet. What's on your mind tonight, bro? What's going on today?
I have a theory why Ghost hasn't come in all this time.
Why is that?
Probably due to the fact that it's all these new fags, and it's all the new fags.
Yeah, I would imagine he wants to take a little break for them. There's been a lot of conspiracies thrown out there, like
how he's dead.
Dude, you've got an obscene amount of background noise. Is there anything you can do to get a little lockdown?
Eric, can you put me on hold for a sec? I'll call
later. Yeah, why don't you get your technology straightened out, and I'll come back to you. Thanks. Appreciate the call. All right, area code 727. Hey, what's up?
Hey, Vince, Mayo. So.
Oh, yeah, what's up, Leo? What's going on, dude?
What happened to Ghost?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were somebody else. What's your name?
Mayo.
Mayo. Like mayonnaise?
Yep. That's it.
Dude, you know what my favorite thing about my favorite anecdote about mayonnaise is? I used to do a lot of production work in the movie industry and the commercials and documentaries and reality shows, all kinds of shit. I've been on a lot of sets. Let's just put it that way. And the stock thing to when you're hanging out on the set, because everybody, that's all you're doing is standing around on a movie set. Anybody who's actually worked in the industry knows that you're basically spending most of your time hurry up and waiting. And the stock thing that the grips and the various personnel would do to fuck with onlookers, gawkers, if you will, people that would pass by like, oh my gosh, what are you guys filming? Is this a movie? What is this? Is this a TV show? Is this a Sopranos? What is this? And the stock answer within the industry is always, no, it's actually a mayonnaise commercial. Oh, really? Mayonnaise? Oh my God, I knew it. No, actually, you said it. You thought it was the Sopranos. No, I thought maybe it was a mayonnaise commercial starring somebody with the Sopranos. No, that's not what's happening here. It's just a mayonnaise commercial. Kraft mayonnaise. Okay, thank you. All right, let's move on to the next color. Dude, I got a ton of Skype callers. This is intriguing. Let's try this one. Will a digital planet something or other? Yeah, what's up? You're on with Vince in the Bay. Caller, Skype caller, willadigitalplanet.co. What's up? Hello, you've been on hold for a little while, dude. What's up? Hello, are you muted? What's going on? Oh, are you wigging out? It's all right, dude. People, get your technology together. Seriously. All right. Baller Friday is with us now. What's up, Baller Friday?
Hey, Vincent.
Hey, dude, you're clipping there. Say that again.
What's up?
Nothing. What's up with you, Baller Friday? What's on your mind tonight?
I'm
Patriot Greg.
I have no idea what you're saying. You have a terrible, terrible connection. Are you stealing your neighbor's Wi-Fi or something? Because you're cutting in and out. It's terrible. Again, folks, get your technology together. Seriously. I'm down with the trolls. I'm down with just like, hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, dude? What's up? What's up, dude? Totally. What's up, Vince? I'm down with that. It's cool. If you hear my show at night, it's just basically a hangout program, okay? So I'm down with just like calling in and just saying what's up. But seriously, people, get your technology together. We got people with background noise. We got people who can't form sentences. We also have people that have intermittent Wi-Fi connections that cause for really crappy Skype connections. So, let's just kind of get it together here, people. Okay? Appreciate it. All right. Dunlop 145 on the air. What's up?
Look at me.
Okay.
Look at me. Happened about. I haven't done this in 20 years.
Oh. Grandpa!
Okay,
I never thought my life could be anything but...
Anybody recognize this reference? Is this Willy Wonka?
Suddenly I begin
original
to
Willy
see
Wonka? Is that the... That guy,
for me.
What's that guy? Gene Wilder? Gene Wilder, I think it is, right? Yeah, good movie. I like the remake, too, with Johnny Depp. I like them both equally. Let's go Jack Dow, 27-something or other. What's up?
No, then.
Okay, are you fapping? What the hell is that noise?
No, I'm not fapping.
Oh, okay, what's on your mind, dude? Why'd you call in? What can I help you with?
I just wanted to say you have the most coolest voice I've ever heard.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. You have a pretty cool voice, too, except it sounds like your microphone is stuck up your left nostril. Can you move it away from your face a little bit?
Sorry, man. It's just because the microphone's on the Wii. It's a bit shit.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. It's all good. So so what's going on with you, dude?
I'm at home just drinking.
Yeah, right on. Well, it sounds like you have a little bit of an Irish twang, maybe.
Oh, I guess I'm all right.
and so I think that kind of comes with the territory, I suppose. It kind of goes without saying. that you'd be drunk. And also, you know what? I'm part Irish, so I can attest to this. I can sort of sniff them out. But I sort of attract sloppy drunk people. I don't know why. If you listen to my show, I do a show which is late night here in the States. It's like a late night. I guess it happens early morning in the UK or whatever. And I get all kinds of sloppy drunk people to call in. And I don't drink at all. I am sober. I drink coffee. That's it. And I, for some reason, I attract just these people that just call in, drunk dial my show, essentially. My show turns into like a drunk dial-a-thon.
It's like Alcoholics Anonymous.
Yeah, it's a lot of times it's drunk chicks, though. So that's always, you know, a plus.
Like Kishu.
Yeah, like Kishu. Absolutely, yeah. Is Kishu still in the chat room? Yeah, she's in. Are you behaving in there, Kishu? You'd be nice with these boys in here, right?
No comment on that.
Yeah, dude. So there you have it. Right. Oh, you know what the word of the day is?
What?
I don't know. I got to figure it out. Hang on. Work on this. I usually do it late night, and I already have it queued up. No, I have all these topics I haven't even gotten to yet. I'm sorry if people are listening, and they want me to get to the... to the Sabu shit and all that crap. Hey, actually, caller, what's your name again?
Jack Doe.
Jack what? Jack Sparrow?
No, Jack Doe.
Jack. I was just going to call you Jack. Hey, Jack, are you following any of this hackers nonsense like Lulzsec and Sabu and Anonymous and all that crap?
Well, I'm sort of following it, but honestly, I think the gesture is just an ex-military twat that's just pissing about, and Sabu's just some knob that's got nothing to do. So he just fucks about hacking things. It's just pathetic.
Uh-huh.
It's just, you know.
You know what today's word is?
What?
Granger.
Granger.
You know what that is? You know what that means or what that is? It's a noun.
No idea.
It's a farmer. It comes from the French, from Latin granum, meaning grain. Its earliest documented use is around 1112 A.D. And the meaning, here it is in usage, quote, Megan glared. She touched Sana's hair like a Granger examining blight. That was taken from Anthony Husso from the last page on Tor Books. Tor Books, ironically. Get that? T-O-R Books 2010. It was put out in 2010 last year. Interesting. And want to check out the word of the day? It's at wordsmith.org. Wordsmith.org. And if you use the word of the day at some point during the course of the conversation here on the show, you get a prize. So there you have it. And I'll put the link into the chit-chat room for you kids to peruse. And let's go back to the board here and see. Oh, Kishu's here. Speaking of Kishu, what's up, honey? Kishu, what's up?
My head hurts.
Are you hungover?
Mm-hmm.
Were you a naughty girl?
I never get hungover, but I drank way too much last night. I don't even remember. I remember calling in the show and like driving in my car and like being really ridiculous. And then I went to like this all night water slide thing party they had. And then I came back and I like cammed up with like everybody on my Skype, and it was just really bad.
Yeah, everybody except for me. I was really embarrassed. I called you like a hundred times.
I was calling you on your cell phone, everything.
Well, that's interesting because my Skype was open the whole night and I don't see any
missed calls. Yeah, I see like 20 messages.
That's wild. That's wild. I see missed calls from like an hour ago, but not from last night. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Must have just got lost. Somebody must have hacked my account and deleted them. That's probably what happened. Yeah.
So
yeah.
True.
Yeah, that's probably what happened to the
Please
the
don't go over there, honey. Yeah,
oh,
so God. True. So,
yeah. So, what's going on? Hey. Okay. Hey. What's
it's like 100 degrees outside. And I have a headache. And sucks.
She moans like a woman.
What? Oh, you think she's a trap? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm a trap? I'm not a trap.
No. Everybody always thinks you're a trap.
She's not a trap. She's just a woman that moans like most women do.
I'm just Yes, I'm just a very bitchy, whiny, silly woman.
Okay, all right. So let's get to the first topic, shall we?
It's really hot out here.
You're hot?
Take off your clothes, I'm outside with my daughter.
Your clothes, baby. Get naked, honey. Well, not with your daughter, but get naked.
Not cool, Vince. See, that's why it's hard, like impossible to call in during the day, you know?
Yeah, totally. For sure. Oh, dude. Oh, my God.
My grandma talking to my daughter.
Any of you guys like Gogo Bordello and or Bass Nectar?
Never heard of it.
Gogo Bordello in and of itself is badass.
Horrible.
I love Gogo Bordello. They're like the best band to see live ever, and I've seen them up close and personal many times. And they had one of their songs remixed by Bass Nectar.
You mean Bass Hunter?
No, there's a guy named Bass Nectar. He's like a DJ dude, and he like specializes in bass. Like there's certain towns that they have ordinances that outlaw him from playing because he emits such low-end frequencies that it like breaks certain noise ordinances. Like he's been banned from a lot of cities.
Mm.
It's insanity, dude. The guy's insane.
Never.
And so what he did is he remixed this Gogo Bordello track, but it's kind of funny because it basically just sounds like he cut and paste, you know, like a chorus from Gogo Bordello and then inserted like one of his tracks and then recut in like, you know, the verse from the Gogo Bordello and then put in one of his. But it comes out kind of cool, though. I like it. Whatever. It's supposed to be a mashup, but not really. Or I don't know. It's a remix. Yeah. I love it. I don't care what the fuck you're saying. Anyways, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back and talk about the Jester and
Before you go, can I say one thing to Kiju?
Yeah, go for it, dude. Jesus Christ. What?
Why are you such a cam whore? Genuine question. Well?
Kiju, would you like to answer that? Why are you such a cam whore?
What? Sorry, I was like a lot going on. Yeah, I saw.
Jack wants to know why you are a cam whore.
I'm not really. I get on cam like once like every 2 months. Are you kidding? I just, you know, drinking last night. Okay, BRB.
BRB. Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
She sounds about 14.
Yeah. All right, dude. Are you gonna hang on with me, bro? You're welcome to hang on through as long as you want tonight or today or whatever it is where you are.
It's tonight. It's 22:37.
All right, dude. Stick around, dude. More to come. We're gonna chit chat and take calls and hopefully get the show back to a respectful level. I do want to I want to read one of these articles and the update and the rebuttal or whatever from Jester and all this crap. But first, check out this track that I've been talking about. It's Gogo Bordello, Bass Nectar remix of Imadrana blah 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 blah. I don't even know how to say it. Imadrana blah 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 blah. Anyway, call me 347-826-7667.
We're coming, rubber!
Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now back to the show.
Oh, well, excuse me, Mr. Zeki. Oh, he's the aficionado when it comes to base nectar, I'm afraid. Oh, wow, pardon moi. And I have the man himself here, Zeki, with me. What's up, dude? Zeki,
right? Hey, Vince, how's it going, dude?
It's going fantabulous. What's up with you, bro?
Not a lot. I'm, you know, drinking a bit of a drink for, you know, in ghost's honor, as it were, you know, drinking to his health, hoping all's good with him, and yeah, just taking an easy night.
Right on. So, have you been keeping up with this whole Sabu Jester doxing deal?
Nope.
All right. So, allegedly Sabu from whatchamacallit, from Lulzsec fame, who just recently released all these Booz Hamilton documents, he allegedly got redoxed by the Jester. And then there's since been, that was like 2 days ago. And then since then, the alleged person, Hugo Cavallo, who is a real person, an IT, allegedly a real person, an IT professional in Portugal, has denied being this person, but apparently he is somewhat, entangled with the alleged real Sabu. And now, the Jester has updated or rebutted the assertion that he did not properly doxed Hugo, and so there's been an update because originally the Jester released it as a blog, and so he put it on his blog, and now. Now he's updated the blog, and it says that there's okay. He's like, all right, fine. If let's say I'm wrong about Hugo being Sabu, he's like, well, in that case, either Sabu is Hugo, and is desperately trying to misdirect and deny, or Sabu used Hugo as a scapegoat who would get the dox, who'd he dox the shit out of, and to take all the heat for him. So either way, he's saying this guy's kind of like, you know, what's up? And which of these scenarios makes, he's saying his argument is, which of these scenarios makes Sabu a good person? And I don't even know if that's the question of whether he's a good person or not. I don't know. Whatever. And he also says, by the way, Sabu, the first thing I always think of when when wrongly doxed nine times now is run to Gawker Gizmodo to refute. So he's alleging that this guy, like guys like Adrian Chin, who I read his article last night about how Adrian Chin contacted this Cavallo character, and I don't know, I guess because he talked to the guy in real life, it proves that he's not somehow Sabu. Somehow that proves it, but whatever. So there's been a lot of back and forth on Twitter, and I've been just kind of following all of this. And I don't know, it's just internet gossipy chit chat, you know, script kiddie nonsense. But I don't know, I'm intrigued by it, and I don't know. I think whoever that Sabu person is, he's definitely, you know, he's done some ballsy shit and some lulz worthy shit. But I think he knows what he's playing with, and whether he gets outed, he's going to get outed eventually, and whatever, it is what it is. He's already a celebrity. He's going to be a poster boy for a couple of weeks, and I don't know, he'll go away for whatever, you know, maybe 18 months. And then become a consultant or a writer or whatever, you know. He's gonna come out of the at the other end of this, you know, looking good, I think. Or not. But other than that, yeah. So this Adrian Chin article was just saying, here, I'll put the Chin article. Actually, is that already in the? In the description of the show. Jesus Christ. Fucking switchboard is off the fucking chain here. That's the original thing that came out yesterday. And then since then, there's been like this Atlantic Wire article that sort of puts the whole thing wrap everything into a nice tight bow. Oh, there's just so much sketchy. Like, and then there's things. Then I think, like, well, who's to say that this jester character just isn't one of the Lulz boat people? Like, he's this made up foe that just sort of misdirects everybody. Like, who's to say he's not in cahoots with this Lulzsec crew? You know what I mean? Just convenient bad guys. Anyway, so that's going on, and then also we got the Bradley Manning thing, these chat logs that he had with this Adrian Lamo character, which I don't know how much the full chat logs really reveal, but other than the fact that I think both of these guys were kind of hot for each other. I mean, Bradley basically reveals that he was thinking about a sex change for a while. I mean, if you want to get into the mind of that guy, wow. Interesting. Interesting, fascinating, wild, wacky stuff. And where's my switchboard? What the fuck happened? Zeki, are you still with me? What happened to you, dude? Are you there?
Yeah, as I said, I've not been following this, so I didn't really have a lot to add.
Oh, right on. Well, let's see what 50 Rubles thinks. 50 Rubles is here. Hey, 50, what's going on, dude?
Oh, I want to know. Now you're talking about. Did you say Animal Chin? You didn't say Animal Chin, did you?
Animal Chin? No, that's a completely different person. I've met Animal Chin.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Did you say Animal Chin? Is that the hacker name?
No.
Oh, what chin was it now?
There was chin. I don't know where you're getting chin from.
Oh, shit. I probably just heard it wrong. But nothing's going on. I'm cooking bacon.
You're cooking bacon. Very good.
Yeah. What's cooking?
Hey, Vince.
Yeah,
did
what's
you check
up,
out
dude?
This guy's boring. Can we pick up Prometheus?
Prometheus, you're on. What's up, Prometheus?
Hey, what's going on? Am I on?
You're totally on. What's on your mind?
I got a quick question about the prize. Can you announce what it is, or is it like a secret thing? Because I kind of want to take a crack at it.
All right, go for it. Take a crack at it. Where are you calling from exactly?
I'm calling from Connecticut.
Connecticut, okay. All right. What are we playing again?
You got to
use the word, right?
Yeah, it's Granger. Is that the word, Granger?
Yeah, Granger. Oh, Granger is the word. Yes.
Okay.
The word
all right.
In a sentence. There you go.
All right. What's the irritating part around a blonde's vagina?
I don't know.
The other Granger waiting for their turn.
Nice. Very good. Very good. Let's go to the judges here. Let's go to the judges and see what they think. The judges are our studio.
No two. More, higher. It was a valiant effort. Is there anyone out there in TV land? Yeah, you hear me. What? How am I the only one on? Where'd everyone else go? I'm the only one on? Are you serious? All right, this is the True Capitalist Radio right here. This is all about the truth. What's my other one? Hey, what do you call the useless flesh that surrounds a vagina? Kishu. Why does Kishu have two holes? So when she's drunk,
oh my god,
her, like,
I'm back! I'm sorry, folks. I'm back. I lost my fucking internet connection. What a bitch! I'm sorry, folks. Where were we? What are you guys talking about? Did you guys take over my show? What the fuck?
Am I still on?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, okay.
It was your show for a while, dude.
Oh, interesting.
Now Tezeki's back. I'm back.
Tezeki,
am I back on?
Yeah, you're back on, dude. I lost my internet connection, and we lost everything. So for a while there, it was the Prometheus show. I hope you didn't slander anybody or dox anybody or slander/dox anybody.
Oh, I dox like a fiend.
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
I've got to admit, it's been the most entertaining 2 minutes of the past hour.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Prometheus.
Yeah, exactly. I should lose my connection more often.
It happens to me as well.
Anywho, we're back, and Jack, you're back on the board as well. And,
hello.
You're
back.
Hi. Yeah, you're back, dude. Are you still drunk as hell? Oh, I got a bunch of drunk Alignees on the
board. I'm not actually drunk at all. I had to take a phone call about the airplane that just landed.
All right.
You said the British just landed? Are the British invading?
Yes, the British are invading. Like. They're taking back America.
Yeah, them and the Libyans.
The Libyans.
Right, actually.
Watch out, the Libyans. Oh, good times. Let's take a call here. Area code 931. You're on the air. What's up?
Vince, what's up, man? It's old Brutus.
Old Brutus, good to have you here, bro. What's on your mind? What do you have? What are your thoughts on all this nonsense?
You started to bring up Bradley Manning, and you wanted to talk about, hey, what happened to Adrian Chen? Wasn't he supposed to be on the show?
No, I sent him a Twitter, and I said, hey, dude, I'm going to talk about all this nonsense. He seemed pretty pretty in the thick of it. He went out and said he talked or interviewed that Hugo Cavallo character. So I thought he might have been interested. I was contacted by the Jester, who is listening. So I know he's curious to hear people's thoughts. That's it. I haven't heard from Adrian Chen at all.
Hey, did you know that the docs on the Jester were released today?
No. Please send them to me. See, this is like the 24-second news cycle. I can't keep up with it fast enough. I swear to God, you people are out of control. Yeah, go ahead, forward that to me. How am I keeping up with this?
And I'm playing Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, well,
what a terrible game. I'm ashamed. Crap game.
Hey, man, it's better than Black Ops.
Shit as well.
Okay, debatable.
So the desk. Okay, I'll post his docs in the chat here. And so I was reading the Bradley Manning chat logs, and I got to say he seems like a very reasonable human being, and actually not the kind of guy that you would expect to go into the Army in the first place.
Yeah, I know a lot of characters like that. I have friends that are flaming homosexuals that are just kind of like just engineering types, nerds, and back in the day, folks like that growing up might have gone into the clergy or the military or something. A lot of closet homosexuals tend to try to cover it up by overcompensating. Joining the military, you know, where they get where anybody, your sexual orientation aside, just people in for economic reasons join the military, they have no other recourse. Sometimes you grow up in some of these parts of the country where you either work for the city or something, or you're street, go into the military. You know, when you get out of high school, if you don't have money and you can't get a scholarship somewhere, what do you do? It doesn't matter.
And I think that's why he went in, is because he didn't have the money.
Yeah, exactly. And so he gets in there and he becomes disillusioned and frustrated and gets, you know, and probably gets to know people in there, and he starts getting maybe alienated because of his sexual persuasion. And maybe that, you know, gives him some angst and some reason to, you know, maybe turn the guns on the folks and blow a whistle here and there. And there's more people like him out there that are probably sitting on a lot of crap that's even juicier than what he had. But I think he was playing with fire and he knew it. And, you know, I don't agree with some of the stuff I've been hearing about how he's been treated. Like, I've been hearing rumors that he's been waterboarded and all this crap, and he's in Gitmo and all this. And I don't know the particulars, and I don't agree with that. He's where?
He was at Quantico, and he just got transferred to Fort Leavenworth.
He's in some high security prison. He's a special case, and it seems to me they're just holding him indefinitely, and God knows what sort of treatment they're giving him. And
my uncle is one of the guys watching over Bradley Manning right now.
No shit.
Yeah.
And what is he? And what have you heard via that or at all?
Well, Manning is allowed to receive mail now, but he's not allowed to send out mail. He's not even allowed to touch pen and paper. But yeah. He's being treated well. He's being treated like a human where he's at now. I don't know what happened in Quantico, but where he is now, it's not as bad.
Oh, wait, who used the word of the day in the sentence? I'm sorry, I got distracted.
Prometheus tells me.
Where were you, where was your city? Connecticut?
That's my phone number. That's where it comes from.
New Haven, is that good? Or what's good? Hartford or New Haven?
Hartford-ish, I guess.
Hartford-ish, good enough. Okay, and let's see what you're going to win. Let's see, for using the word of the day, you are going to get 3 Rubbermaid trash cans. That's right.
I can actually use those. That's a sad part.
Yeah, 3 perfectly fine, hardly used rubber trash cans, and they're available in Bristol, Burlington Line area. They're empty. They're perfectly sanitary and usable. They've only been pissed in a couple hundred times.
Oh, splendid.
And, here's the link for you in the chat. Congratulations. The Vince in the Bay, making dreams come true here on Blog Talk Radio. Kids.
Oh, they look kind of cute. I like them.
Provided your dreams are for free crap.
Let's go to a caller here from area code 540. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Vince. It's Billy. It's been a while. How's it going?
Oh, yeah. Billy Wild, right?
Yeah, that's close
Walsh.
Enough.
No, Walsh. Billy Walsh. Yeah. I always fuck it up, dude. Billy Walsh. My bad, dude. Yeah, good to have you here, bro. What's on your mind tonight or today or whatever it is where you are?
I've been considering a sex change just to support Bradley Manning. I don't know. Not much else. Just checking out Rage Comics on Reddit. You know, normal day.
What about funny junk?
No, they just don't get as much traffic, so they're not as good, right?
So what's up with this? What do you know about this whole? You keep up with this crap. The jester got doxxed. I'm just seeing this in my chat room. What do you know about this?
Well,
Billy wrote that.
Ryan Berg. He's actually Ryan Berg. It turns out this Twitter account. What's his name? Joseph K. Black. He's brothers with the Jester, and his brother is Ryan Berg. So you know, it's pretty much proof. Right there. You can be sick. Follow Joseph K. Black.
Let me read this. Late yesterday, rumors on Twitter named Ryan Berg as the face behind the Jester. That's with a 5, by the way, BTW. In an apparent breakdown after the failure of the latest dox aimed at Sabu, the Jester admitted he was Ryan Berg and made a heartfelt apology to Hugo Carvalho. Hugo Carvalho is a Portuguese man who, quote, Indiana Jones pointed his finger at crying, Sabu, Sabu, this man is Sabu. And this is the apology goes as follows. I would like to issue an apology to Hugo Carvalho, who I wrongly doxed. I have decided that Sabu will never apologize to Hugo, so I will take the high road. And Hugo Carvalho, I'm sorry that you're drawn into our cyber war. Hey, is that fucking Zeki yawning? You know what, Zeki? You're going on timeout, bro. Let's see. Zeki is going 2 minutes into the penalty box for yawning.
Sounds like fapping to me.
Yawning slash fapping, 2 minutes. Yawning, yawn fap. Fap yawn, whatever it's called.
Well, it is late over there.
So blobbity bloobity, he says I carefully hid my tracks under the alias of Indiana Jones in case I was wrong, but everyone knows it was me who doxed you. In the past 24 hours, I've also been doxed. I'm actually Ryan Berg. That's right, my minions. Just the Jester is actually Ryan Berg. The accusations are true, and I don't care like I would face jail time for hacking jihadi websites. I am sincerely sorry, Hugo. The Jester, a.k.a. Indiana Jones, a.k.a. Ryan Berg. P.S. I have more... Oh, this is the part I like. P.S. I have more followers than Sabu. Nice. Nice touch, Jester. I love it. I love
such
it.
A class.
I love it.
He's a grand chap.
I like the way he hides
what a class act.
Anti-jihadism.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I really appreciate the way he hides behind his anti-jihad agenda as an excuse for any mistake he makes. Well, at least I'm attacking those damn towel-headed terrorist Muslims.
Yeah, right. You can't be too scared to hack if you're hacking the jihadis. You know, oh, I'm still afraid to get hacked. They might send me an award. Ooh.
Yeah. Good times.
Because Zeki has that timeout. Hey, like, get on admin mute, don't you?
It could be worse. He could be in the green room by himself. But I wouldn't do that. I've already done that to him once before, I think. But, yeah, good times, man. I'm glad we got the sex-exclusive here from Billy himself. I'm loving this. I'm loving what you guys are doing over there at chronicle.su. It's good times, man. Do you guys want to plug that real quick?
Yeah, sure.
InfoWars.
I can't get. Well, yeah. We're the new Alex Jones. He doesn't know shit. He doesn't know shit about the internet. Yeah. We're Chronicle SU, man.
Where the truth finds you.
Good times.
That's a good plug. I like that. I like that.
Although I did see a paste bin from the Jester that says that people have been posing as him, and that this is the genuine paste bin, and that's the fake one that you just copied and pasted from.
You know, sounds like misinfo to me. You know, those hackers
I'm just saying. I'm just going off of what I'm saying. You know.
Yeah.
Dirty disinformation.
Yeah. You know those hackers.
Hackers gonna hack. Haters gonna hate. Hackers gonna hack.
Those wily hackers.
He can make me
do all Ryan Berg.
Good times.
James has an interview with the chief of the Cherokee Nation tomorrow, I think. Right, James? I mean, old Brutus.
That's right. It's actually Monday. Monday, I'll be asking the chief of the Cherokee Nation why he hasn't yet let his people into an insurrection.
It's true.
We'll see what he says Monday.
Wow. And that'll be in the exclusively on chronicle.su, what, next week? We'll see that, or what's up?
I don't know. I'm hoping to actually sell that for school money. But if I can't, yeah, Chronicle. I doubt anybody's going to buy it.
Out. Let's take this call here from Dunlop 17145, waiting patiently for 40 minutes almost. Dunlop, what's up? What's on your mind?
Do you have Prince Albert in a can? You do? Well, you better let the poor guy out!
Anybody place that? Anybody know? Get that reference? I didn't catch that. That soundboard? Anybody?
A movie. I don't know which one.
Anybody?
Like Top Gun.
I'm gonna bring Zeki back out to weigh in. Zeki, did you get that reference at all on that soundboard? All right, fuck
it.
You're going back on timeout, Zeki. You're going back on timeout, dude. All right, Kishu's back. What's up, Kishu? Hello. Kishu's hungover. She had a wild night out partying with her girlfriends / boyfriends. What's up, Kishu?
Myself.
What?
I was by myself all night, dude.
You were on coke all night? What'd you say? I have no idea what you're saying. Put the phone up to your mouth.
By myself.
So you just, what, fapped all night? Oh, no, you were cam-whoring it. That's right, I forgot. You were cam-whoring it the whole night.
So I went to Club Congress, and then I got attacked by some random boy. and then I ran away and had to roam my hotel drunk
as shit. After you attacked them back.
I was just jealous. And then I fucked off at the hotel and I called into the show really drunkenly. And then I went to that water slide party and had a blast there for about an hour. And then I came back and then I camboarded up all night until about 5.
You dirty slut.
Well, that reminds me of a joke.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, God, here we go.
Let's hear it.
What do you call useless flesh that's around the vagina? You call it Kishu.
No, nice! Oh, my God!
Oh, what a bing.
Hey, so I think, you know, I'm starting to recognize, you know, Billy Walsh. I mean, I know you've been on the show before and I've talked to you before. And old Brutus here. You guys did a show together once, didn't you?
We did.
Yes, we did. Yes. How did you catch that?
It was a long time ago.
I'm smooth like that.
She's an internet butt stalker.
This is true. I am an internet butt stalker.
Big time.
This one I thought nobody...
I'm a stalker, too. I stalked Bear Brown. He called me a stalker.
Yeah,
he
gets lots of those. He gets lots of those, I hear. I think I was one for a while.
I love it when he has, like, that messy hair all the time. It looks like he just, like, woke up from a long night of writing conspiracies and smoking too much pot. I don't know. I don't know. It's just pot.
Hey, Brutus, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Can you get me some of your anti-jihadist friends to get me a falafel?
I believe they've severed all ties to the falafel people.
I really wanted one.
Heads, too. Severed heads.
Dead baby heads?
Well, I mean, it was one of those things where... We don't negotiate with terrorists. That's the problem, and that's why
exactly.
You pay your
ransom. You never pay ransom. We don't do business with terrorists.
It's in the mail, okay?
The pancakes are in the mail.
Okay. Well, then
I don't think... Hey, you know what? Around this time, I'm used to looking in my chat room and seeing nothing but gay-ass font, pink fonts. And it looks like Jason Delone and El Foxo Loco... Are kind of with the program. I don't know what else. All you other kitties are doing. You're supposed to fruit it up here and get pink. You know, pink up your font. Remember, and well, Zeki tries to pretend like he plays for the orange team, but we all know he really plays for the pink team. He's so pink, he's orange. That's why he's orange.
No, he's representing Ibanezo because our favorite Mexican can't be here.
Oh, dude. Our favorite Mexican is MIA, hardcore. Not only is Ghost, this is like a serious conspiracy. Not only in the last week have we seen Sabu get doxxed, the Jester get doxxed, now Ghost has gone missing and Goofy Bone have gone missing. Wait a second. Hey, hang on a second. Maybe Ghost and Goofy Bone are the Jester and Sabu.
You know, you really need to get those docs on Ghost. That motherfucker is just dying to get doxed.
I think he got trolled off the internet, bro. I think somebody's hanging something over his head. He's been gone for 3 days now. That's why I'm doing this show, because he's not here. He would usually be on right now.
I'm thinking food poisoning. He had too many Taco Tuesdays with Ibanezo, our favorite Mexican.
It's possible, bro. It's possible. Well, all right. I want you guys in the chat room to start fruiting it up for Free Ball Friday. And I'm going to take a little break and come back with your calls. 347-826-7667. Come on, homosexuals. Represent. Let's do this.
Game glamour.
Success.
Money. Success. Fame. Glamour. Money. Success. Fame. Glamour. Everybody now, come on. Kishu, work those hips. Come on, Kishu. Come on. You need this more than anybody. Come on, Kishu. Honey, come on, get off your ass, Kishu. Goddamn cam whore.
Follow in the
Oh, yeah. Hey, you already know what it is, kiddos. It's Vince in the Bay. And just for the record, I got hit up by the Jester himself during the break, and he told me, let me quote him here. Once again, it's Vince in the Bay. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. I do have a blog, believe it or not. I haven't updated it in forever, but I'm going to get to that. It's blog. It's vinceinthebay.blogspot.com. I also have, multiple YouTube accounts. One I'm sorely neglecting. It's youtube.com/Vince in the Bay. So, yeah, check me out. Hit me up. Follow me. Like me. Whatever. You can also tweet out the show. Get the word out. We still have, we have 40 minutes to go still. And it's up to you. Call in now, 347-826-7667. So, yeah, so the Jester, so this is his direct quote from him. That paste bin you read out there was not done by me. Just another day at the office, I guess. I have not apologized. He has not apologized. I guess he said he would apologize. He said he'd be the second one to apologize. But whatever. So, yeah, he is listening, and he refutes that statement. So, sorry, guys. I don't know. Maybe back to the drawing board. Kishu, have you sobered up anymore?
I've been sober. I'm laying in bed now.
All right. Well, it's time for our favorite segment. That now it's called What's Cooking with 50 Rubles. 50 Rubles. What's going on with you, dude?
Hey, bacon.
Still cooking bacon.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, dude. What's up?
Who is the Jester?
The Jester, yeah.
Who is that?
He's a hacker who hacks Jehudi websites.
Jehudi?
Yeah.
What is Jehudi?
Jihadists, like Al-Qaeda. Jihad people, yeah. Yeah, terrorists, bad guys.
So, you're telling me that Al-Qaeda has a website?
Oh, tons, dude. A lot of wannabe Al-Qaeda, though. It's kind of like Anonymous. Al-Qaeda is like the fucking Arab world's version of Anonymous. It's just like,
ain't it more like a gun in the desert and a knife in the desert?
Yeah, exactly. Any fucking guy with a towel wrapped around his head in the fucking desert with the fucking knife slung to his back or AK is a jihudi.
So jihudi is a okay. So there's
the mujahideen. You know what I'm talking about.
Mujahideen. Yeah,
whatever
yeah,
you want to call it. Name it whatever you want. I don't care. Okay. Al-Qaeda. Whatever.
We could call it just the struggle.
There you go. That's another one.
Yeah. So anyway, there's a guy that's who the Jester is. That's a good name for a hacker, the Jester.
Yeah. Yeah, follow him on Twitter. I retweet his shit all the time, dude.
All right. Oh, I didn't know. I follow the stuff that you tweet up and I read it.
I retweet. I'm a Twitter whore, so it's hard to keep up with it. I know. I follow like twice as many people that follow me. It's sick.
Yeah, that's okay. I read the stuff that you repost, so, you know, I find stuff here and there. That I didn't know that Metallica was making a record with the Velvet Under. What's his name? Lou Reed.
Yeah, I know that'll be interesting. I was actually at a concert where both of them played at the what's his name? Neil Young does every year does the what the fuck does he do at the Bridge School Benefit? It's like it's supposed to be acoustic, but it's not really. Like he had Metallica play, and Metallica played jammed with Lou Reed, and they opened up before him too. Like they were a part of the lineup. It was badass, and so I can imagine
did they play Velvet songs or?
I don't know. I would imagine they're going to hopefully they do original on covers. I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully Lou Reed will replace the vocals for
After the
Puppets or some shit or
yeah,
I don't know. Emmanuel.
But then why didn't Lou Reed? Why? I mean, I understand he wants to fuck with Metallica because they're like the biggest band in the world, but. Maybe that's why. I was wondering, why ain't he, doing a record with, someone other than Laurie Anderson. Is he still married to Laurie Anderson?
I have no clue.
You know who Laurie Anderson is?
From WKRP in Cincinnati?
No, she's like a fucking
Bonnie Anderson. Bonnie Anderson? I don't know. Who is that?
Whatever, electronic music chick. I think they were married or fucking whatever. All right, well, that's... the Outside Lands is this weekend.
No, it's not, dude. It's like next month.
Well, what are they setting up in the park right now? I saw a whole bunch of...
Shit.
What is it?
It's San Francisco. There's a new festival every fucking day, bro. Seriously.
But there's fences. There's fences all... Like
it's probably some other shit. It's probably some other shit.
No,
Outside Lands
is
next month.
We'll see. I'm a month early. I was going to try to hide in a tree for a month.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you're going to have... Yeah, you wait a while for that. Outside Lands is easy to sneak into. You don't have to even camp out.
Yeah, I don't care about it anyway.
Yeah, neither do I.
What else is going on in the internet today?
I don't know. I got this guy, this one dude here, Dunlop145. Let's see what's up with him. What's up, Dunlop145? You're on. Okay, good. Super. Fat Albert, soundboard. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Yeah, the show has pretty much gone downhill. I apologize, folks. But I still have my homie from Chronicle.su. I'm talking about Brutus, old Brutus. And we've been chit-chatting.
Still have me.
Yeah, you still have.
You'll always have me there.
Oh, dude, I appreciate that, bro. Thank you. And Kishu's here, of course. And what else do we got going on here? There's a lot of people lurking on the switchboard. You're welcome to chime in here if you'd like. All you have to do is press the number 1, and that alerts me that you wanna hang out on the air. So yeah, give me a call if you want to join the conversation, and then press the number 1. And I'll put you on. Let's see. And Zeki, you're still here. Sorry, Zeki. You're off timeout, by the way. You've been unmuted.
Oh, cool. Thank you. I appreciate that after, half an hour?
Well, I unmuted you a couple of times, but I heard you yawning, and I thought that kind of made the show even more...
I yawned once accidentally when I thought my mic wasn't muted. Because I was typing, and I thought I'd be good enough not to have background noise. But I clearly didn't mute it. And anyway, overzealousness.
You're back, dude. Don't worry.
Awesome.
No worries, dude. We're all good in the hood. We've got about a half an hour to go. We can chop it up about whatever. We haven't really touched much on Goofy Bone at all. Has anybody heard anything from him? I haven't heard a thing.
I have heard about Goofy Bone. I mentioned this on Ghost's show, so I'll try and be a little bit more condensed. I think 2 days ago, 3 days ago, he ended up in jail. And this was, he got arrested at a nightclub.
Oh, it was longer than that, dude. It was like Saturday night, I think, dude. He's been off of BTR for like a week.
It was the middle of this week, honestly.
All right. Okay. All right. Continue.
But yeah, he'd gone to the club with this little 8-year-old he was grooming, and I think the little 8-year-old caught on, and there was an altercation in which this little 8-year-old beat the crap out of Goofy Bone, you know, teeth everywhere, they messed him up, and he was arrested for, you know, grooming a child and for, you know, drunk and disorderly. So he is being taken to jail, and... you know, it's not good for paedophiles on the inside. And to be honest, as I said to Ghost, I don't think we'll see him again because he's probably going to die from the massive rectal hemorrhaging that he's going to get from all the convicts.
Oh, my God. MILF alert.
Debbie Daly's
on? Oh, my God. No. I'm looking outside my window, and there's this hot... She's... Oh, man. She's probably, like, rocking maybe, like, 42, 43-ish. And she's got nice little curves, and she's doing on her little jogging run. She's got her hat on with her ponytail whipping out. Oh, damn, her little booty shaking. She's got to work off a little bit of that layer But don't, not too much, honey. I like a little, I like the extra cushion for the pushing. Come on. Come on, come on. Let's keep it. What's wrong with a little bit of curve? It's all good. You know, keep it firm, you know, keep it fit, but be healthy. Yeah, good times. Wow. God, San Francisco's a beautiful place in the summer, guys. Oh, my God. Oh, good times, good times. Anyway, Kishu's here. Hey, Kishu.
Hi.
How you doing, honey? Yeah, I'm just people watching. It's all good. I could easily open the window and put just lower the mic down out of the street and just have people take over. Should I do that?
You should. You should do that sometime. We should do that. We should do a show like in the streets with just random people when I get there.
Really windy outside.
Yeah. I can't wait to get there. It's so hot here. It's going to be so beautiful.
I swear, people walk by every couple of minutes, so it's not hard. I actually called in the ghost once a couple months ago and threw the microphone out the window, and people were like, "Yo, orderly ghost." And I was like some gangbanger dude.
Yeah, there was one day that, like, you were gone, I don't know, to the weed store or something.
Oh, the plumbers are here. The plumbers are here. Should I get the plumbers on the horn?
Definitely.
Yes.
They look kind of shady, dude. I don't know if these guys are real plumbers.
It'll make for excellent radio if they steal your microphone. He should be quite the man of talking.
They look kind of like shady characters. Like, I don't think they're really plumbers.
Even better, catch them in the act of whatever
like
crime
what
they're
plumbers,
doing and
like
put them on the air.
Plumbers, like what plumbers, like just deliver a cardboard box?
One's delivering plumbing supplies, probably.
Uh-huh, likely story, I am sure.
Am I listening to Freedomizer Radio? Are they clearly, you know, New World Order plumbers who are installing, like, listening equipment in the pipes
or something? Oh, one guy gets off, one guy gets
bullshit.
Off, the other guy takes off. Uh-huh, yeah, this is a fucking operation going down. I know what's, I see what's going on.
And there's someone hiding in it.
Oh, man. All right, let's go back to Dunlop 145, see what he has, he's got to contribute. Go ahead, Dunlop, what's up? Oh, I got this one. Kiwi's Play. Is this Kiwi's Playhouse? Kiwi's Playhouse. Yeah, I got some of that. I got some of that. That's my favorite. Everybody's mic is unmuted. I don't care if you got a soundboard or not. You're live.
Hey. Oh, God.
This is better than radio graffiti. This is radio spaghetti.
It's real.
Get him off. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, people. Pardon me. I'm trying to conduct a world-class radio broadcast here. I know you expect better quality, and that's fine. You can go somewhere else for that. Let me bring on somebody here. Let's see. We got a ton of people on the switchboard. I got to catch up to all this shit. Let's go with Elfo Loco or some shit? I don't know. What's up, Elf? What's up?
Batman Begins. Once upon a time, there was a young man named Batman. Then parents got dead, and then Batman got pissed off, so he fucked off to Princeton. Then he fucked off to China, so he could learn to be a ninja, because parents were dead. And then
Come on. Get over it. That's terrible. You've got a horrible internet connection, too. Seriously. Yeah. Wait, who said that? Was that you, Kishu?
No, it wasn't me. I'm on my phone, but that was off.
Oh, God damn it. You hacking my switchboard again? Some, though, are embracing the driving dilemma. Good times. Anyhoot, I think Billy's back now, if I'm not mistaken. Billy, is that you?
All right.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back and I'm pissed. Adrian Chen stole our story. I don't know if old Brutus told you, but Anonymous stole our whole idea too. It's really the worst thing ever, though. You know, women, naked women in Guy Fawkes masks. I made a couple fakes, and now you know, a couple months later, Adrian Chen's reporting. You know, anonymous. It's all anonymous. Fuck that.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
We predicted this. We got really stoned on 420, talked about it, and then the very next day, did it.
It's true.
And now it comes out like it was all their idea.
Yeah, way to go, Adrian Chen. Great job.
Way to go, Adrian Chen. You had to steal an idea cooked up by a couple of stoners. Just to
maintain relevance. That's how he rolls. He wasn't even there. Look, this is real. He wasn't even there when we had the interview with Lulzsec, where they accused the Jester of being a CIA agent. Next day, he is reporting, "Oh yeah, they attacked the CIA. Not to fuck with Jester. No. They attacked the CIA because of some quadrupicone bullshit fucking up the story." Adrian Chen just, I don't know. He's a. Have you seen that Encyclopedia Dramatica on him? It's pretty funny.
No, I haven't.
I was trying to bring it up, but they're down from a DDoS right now, I think. Just like usual.
Yeah, I don't know what's up. I don't know. There's a lot of people floating around out there in the cyber journalism community. They're all suspects as far as I'm concerned, but some of them are interesting characters. You know, I don't know. For some reason, I'm trying to think of where I know Adrian Chen from. Was he the guy that somebody sent? Like, there was somebody that allegedly leaked the prototype for the first iPhone. Like, somebody found it in like some bar or something, and they sent it to somebody. And wasn't it Adrian Chen who they sent it to? Am I not mistaken about that?
I don't know. I
kind of feel like that's where I know him from.
Notorious for getting things wrong.
Yeah.
But as far as the iPhone thing goes, that sounds familiar, and that might have been him.
Oh. The Web Ninja said that Adrian Chen had made up this story about Callisti. No, that's not it. It's Lorelei of Lulzsec. He got raided by the FBI, and apparently, according to the Web Ninjas, that was a trolling from Lulzsec, and not even real. But and then Tyler Bass called, and what did Tyler Bass say? He said probably real. I don't know. It's what reporting is nowadays. Everyone calling everyone back and forth, seeing if it was real or not, and who you trust anyway. It's, I don't know, not Adrian Chen. I don't trust him anymore. Not after the Web Ninjas fucking fucked him.
I mean, he bungles a lot of things, and that's okay. You know, if Docker wants to publish conjecture and pass it off as actual news site, that's cool, that's their thing. I won't follow a guy like that. And Adrian Chen... Shit, there was something else I was
going to
say. I can't remember.
Fucking weed, man. It's getting to you.
Yeah.
New topic? Interesting topic? Anything?
Feel free to add something, Zeki. Feel free to change the topic.
Well, I don't know anything about this bullshit, and it's particularly dull, and there's nothing particularly added, I expect, than anything on the news. I don't know. Just something a little bit more, you know, general, accessible, and not boring.
You got any good kill streaks on Modern Warfare 2 lately, Brutus?
I got Chopper Gunner, and if I had tactical nuke equipped, I could have done some shit out of some people, but I didn't.
We can always check in with Dunlap 145 and see what's going on with him. Go ahead, Dunlap, you're on. Do your thing.
Tell the
see the beat of the death drum drum. I do rap for you.
Okay, so Zeki and the Different Strokes guy are in the green room. So, you know, he can enjoy theme music from Dunlop 145. Thank you, Dunlop 145, providing theme music for the green room here on the show. All right, Zeki. Wait, whose cat is meowing in the background? What the
Adrian
fuck is going on?
This is my cat. It's my cat.
Cute.
No, that's Lamo. Adrian Lamo is a snitch. Adrian Chet is a bitch.
Yeah, get it straight. Get your bitches and your snitches and your twitches straight. All right, let's try El Foxo Loco. El Foxo Loco, what's going on with you? El Foxo Loco, hello. Really? Really? Is that where we're at?
Our quality is zero.
Is this what this is what's happening right now. Apparently we had last night I had an epic soundboard contest. It was soundboard throwdown. And it was two different participants last night. Now it looks like we have El Foxo Loco versus Dunlop 145 going head to head tonight on the soundboard battle. Get your votes in now. Who do you think's winning so far? Let's try
Dunlop.
First. This is soundboard number one. We're going to go to Dunlop 145. Now remember, folks, we're going now. Panelists, I want you to vote as well, and you can vote at home on your keyboard in the chat room. What we're looking for here exactly is three things. We're looking for overall sound quality, content originality, and lulziness, excuse me. So keep those three things in mind when you're scoring, folks. So this afternoon's soundboard battle is once again between Dunlop 145 and El Foxo Loco. So here we go. Dunlop 145, you're up. What's up?
Say, everybody ever seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth.
Oh,
suck on my chocolate.
My chocolate, salty balls.
Stick them in your mouth and suck them.
That's a good one.
Suck on my chocolate, salty balls. They're packed full of vitamins and good for you. So suck on my balls.
All right, break it all down. Bring it. Yeah, Jeff, take the sound of fucking can.
Want a cup of unsweetened chocolate. And a half a cup of brandy. And throw in a bag or two of sugar. And just a pinch of vanilla. Read up the cookie sheet. Cause I hate when my balls stick. Then preheat your oven to 350. And give the spoon a lick.
Oh,
everybody ever seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a fix, pick me up. Just stick my balls in your mouth.
Yeah, yeah, you fucking do this. Stevie Wonder, who produced this track? Wonder? Damn, it's fun.
Put them in your mouth and suck them. Suck on my chocolate salty balls. You're back for
all right, let's start. Get them off. Get them. Get them. Get them off. Get them off. Get him off. Where'd he go? Okay, here we go. All right, that was Dunlop 145. He did the chef thing. Get your votes in now. Now I will go with the next contestant. It's El Foxo Loco. Go ahead, El Foxo Loco. Take it away. Jesus Christ. What the fuck is that? Anybody recognize this song at all? Anyone? Anybody recognize this song?
In my
All right, okay, that's enough. I've had enough. I'm sorry that I had to subject you all to that. Okay, so there you have it. Our two contestants, get your votes in now. El Foxo Loco. He had some metal song. I don't know. Was that Guar? What the fuck was that? Was not Lulzy. It got zero lulls out of me, by the way. Okay, so Dunlap had some that played the chef from South Park. Sound quality, that was about a 5 out of 10 for sound quality. It sounded kind of tinny. It sounded like you're playing it off your computer speakers rather than through your sound card or whatever. So, I don't know. It kind of took me out of it. Also, content originality. Not very original, 5 out of 10. But it was rather lulzy. It did register on the lulz meter, but not significantly. Again, another 5 out of 10. So overall, 50%, 15 out of 30 for me. Going over to El Foxo Loco with his metal bullshit. Sound quality was terrible. 3 out of 10. It was too loud. It was distorting. It was bad enough that it was metal, but Jesus, you were distorting it. Content originality, you did better than Dunlap because, you at least had, something I'd never heard of, but I don't know, it's kind of easy, I don't know much metal. It was not lulzy at all, zero lulz, so I guess Dunlap wins that round. There you have it. What, do you guys disagree? Anybody care at this point?
I don't particularly care, but I thought the chef really should take the cake.
Yeah, I thought so too. And as far as I'm concerned, he did. So there you go. Thanks everybody for participating in yet another edition of the Soundboard Battles. And we should have a fucking contest where Dunlop 145 meets up with Warthog. Warthog won last night, so it'd be great to see these guys square us. So we should. Put together some sort of like March Madness sort of thing, but with soundboard people, just have a tournament.
With brackets.
Brackets, dude. I could help seed those brackets. I've had extensive experience with a lot of these characters, unfortunately.
Hey, is the jester still listening?
The jester, as for all I know, is potentially still listening. I'm not.
Well, if you're out there, Jester, we would love to have an interview with you. We've talked to Lulzsec, and we know how much you're jealous of them. So if you want to, one up Lulzsec, you got to do an interview with the Chronicle.
We can connect them.
Yeah, we can really connect you to your audience. To the hacker fans out there. We love you, Jester.
Save us. Like to see a communication from the Jester, really. That would be interesting.
I wonder if he'd use a voice changer. A Lulzsec didn't even use voice changers.
That would be so awesome. The Jester didn't interview the guy.
Yeah, he hasn't done any interviews, really, as far as I know.
No, he doesn't. Well, because the thing is the government, they have technology that identifies people based on their voices.
Yeah, they do. Watch out, Barack Obama's listening.
Listening to whom?
I think he's listening. You know what? Actually, I have somebody, my people... know people that give me a direct feed to what he's monitoring at all times, and hey, engineer, can we switch over to that? Oh, by the way, I'm borrowing Ghost's engineer today. That's how I had to schedule this. Hey, engineer, can we get a feed from the White House, what they're listening to? All right, I think he's got that. Let me see. Go ahead. He's
pipe it in now.
Here it is. Here it is. We got it on the board now. Let me pipe it in.
Ha completado la especie es destructiva e invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Yeah.
That was terrible. That's the kind of shit that the White House is monitoring right now, kids. Okay?
That explains a lot.
I don't know. We report, you decide. It's kind of like the chronicle.su.
No, we just decide.
I like that. It's catchy. It's brevity is the key.
Soviet Chronicle, truth finds.
Yeah. Good times. So, Zeki,
you can write for us?
I would love to write for you guys. Absolutely. I would love to contribute some commentary. Maybe like a weekly commentary editorial piece. I'd love to do it. That'd be fantastical.
Yeah, we'll look something out.
Let's look it up, bro.
450-400 words.
I come from a long line of journalists, actually. When I originally went to school, I went for journalism, and then I switched to filmmaking. Got sidetracked with that for way too long, and I'd love to get back into hard news reporting. And I love what you guys are doing, and I would love to contribute.
Well, that's very flattering.
After all,
you guys
have contributed a lot here to my show, so I'd love to return the favor. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's cool. We don't see it that way. We're all just having a good time. So you're welcome to do the same with our medium.
Good times. And, hey, while we still have some time here, why don't you guys plug it one more time?
Visit us at the chronicle.su, where the hate flows freely within you and without you. We'd love to have your comments. We ignore probably 30 comments a day, so just go ahead and post it up there, and we may or may not mark it as spam. Tell us what you think. We pretend to care sometimes.
Barrett Brown is now one of our staff writers at Chronicle SU.
Expanding. This is great.
So you'll have some Barrett Brown there. And if we're really lucky, we'll get Vince to write. I don't know. You better write something now that you're kind of committed halfway.
All right, yeah. I will throw it on the gauntlet. Well, I gotta beef up my resume now, and now that I'm an entity here on the interwebs officially, I think I need to branch out, and I do have a background in writing, and I could definitely get into what's going down over there at chronicle.su for show. And I got a caller here. Let's see. We got a blocked caller here. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Vince. What's shaking, man?
Nothing much, bro. Who is this and what's on your mind?
Hey, it's Eric.
Oh, Eric. Very good. Eric, this is Eric from Flyover Territory. Eric, you're catching us at the very, very end of the show here.
Yeah, I'm catching you in. I wanted to pay Zeki a compliment. Hey, I thought he did a great job on that episode of Burn Notice. When he was getting the piss scared out of him, when Gabriel Anwar was driving him really fast on the Miami Causeway, causing him to wet his pants. I thought that was awesome acting. Actually, on the other hand, you're talking about padding your resume because you know people who know people who know people in the White House, right? So,
I actually had Janet DePaul. Did you hear my show a couple nights ago? Oh, I had Janet DePaulitano on the show. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know.
Connected,
so,
yo.
Since you got these connections, then you can pad your resume by saying, hey, I'm the person who's busy, paying all those false compliments to Mika Brzezinski, and then she forwards her, text messages to me so I can read them.
I would nail that chick. I want to hate hump her. So she's on my list of hate humping for sure. She's top 20.
I would give her the grudge fund for just the effect. And then
just give her something to shut up with. Just give her here, honey, take this. Just be quiet. Thank you.
Yeah.
Let the boys talk. You go take care of the kids. Well, take care of this first, and then go take care of the kids, and just be quiet.
Yeah, and also make Willie Zeitz watch. Make Zeitz watch in the background in the corner.
That too.
And make him wear, the gimp hood. That would work.
Exactly, dude. Wow, man. You're on top of it,
Social
bro.
Social Famous meets Pulp Fiction.
Oh, my it's goodness.
Not, I know, but hey, it makes it all the more fun.
Good times, good times. Holy shit. You know what? Before I got to go, I have to give a shout-out to the chat room. There's been a lot of people in and out of there. I'm afraid I didn't catch everybody that came in and out today, but it was fun hanging out, vamping in the time slot that would have been Ghost. I know he would go on for another hour, and I'm not, though, because I'm not Ghost. So you all can shove it up your ass. This has been a fabulous time here, though, this afternoon. I thank everybody for joining me. And I'm going to go and say a little shout out here to give a little shout out to the chit chatters. And let's see, we got a non brony lover. Oh, my goodness, you guys really do miss Ghost, don't you? Captain Scarlet Diogi, Donald Weber, Dr. Harry Shipman, Elf. El Foxo Loco participated in the soundboard competition, soundboard battle. He lost, of course, because he is a failed soundboard troll, like pretty much 99.9% of all soundboard trolls are. Emma Common Hist, Eric Mitchum, Flyover Territory, John Brand. Oh, I forgot to mute you, John Brand. There you go. Kishu. Oh, Kishu. Who else do we have in here? Libher Rolls. Lowrider 14. Mistai 10. Mystery Mary Man Yen. Whatever. Old Brutus. Philo Platt. Static. Zeki. X Bonus. And all the guest listeners that have been in and out. Thank you so much. Zeki, you'll never get these 2 hours back. But I will give you about 30 seconds to say your final thoughts before we go goodbye-bye.
Okay, final thoughts. Show was boring, topic boring. Pulling my mic down is helpful. Show boring, topic boring, Kishu whore, you, great voice, very boring. Market's boring, just everything really, really boring. How's that for 30 seconds?
You sound like Wild Goose. You and Wild Goose should do your own show.
I have no idea who that is.
Google is your friend. Vince in the Bay here. Why did things down? Let's see. Oh, my goodness. Who do I still have on the board here? Jesus Christ. Eric. Eric from Flyover.
Nope.
Anything you want to say before we sign off here?
Yeah. Hey, Zeki, by the way, was saying boring as much as that. Thank you for reminding me about that wonderful thing from the early 90s that I tried so hard to forget, that one Pet Shop Boys album. Being boring.
Akadokali. Okay, that's Eric from Flyover.
Ironic
character.
Humor,
Ed,
it's fine.
He's Flyover territory there in the chat room. He's got a BTR show here as well. Check him out. Thanks, Zeki. Kishu, anything you'd like to say before we get out of here?
Pet Shop Boys gonna win. I'm making some miso soup. And good times. Show was good. And
okay.
We had good callers. And I'm gonna finish making my soup now. That'll probably make me feel better. And I love you. And, yeah, that's all.
Right on. And who else? We got Pivot. Wait, who is Pivot? Pivot Idiot? Who's that again? Pivot Idiot, you're on the air. What's up?
So long, everyone. See you next time when Ghost is on.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're one of the Ghost regulars. Thanks, dude. Thanks for coming through. Let's see. Let's go down the line here. Billy, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Hell no.
Perfect.
Fuck Bear Brown, fuck the Jester, fuck Adrian Chen, fuck everyone. That's all I have to say.
Adrian
Lama. Fuck him most of all. Ugh, hate him. Adrian laughing my ass off.
And Old Brutus, any Old Brutus, any parting thoughts from you, my friend?
Just thanks for having us once again. You're always welcome at the Chronicle.su, as welcome as I am on your show. It's been
it's been great being on here. Everybody should come in. Not everybody. Most people within the intelligence should come and check out the Chronicle.su, including yourself, sir. And fight the power. Keep on keeping on.
Will do, brother. Thanks for coming through. And thank you all for listening. It's been a pleasure pleasuring all of you here on the air. I'll do it again sometime soon here on Blog Talk Radio. In the meantime, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince of the Bay. Shouts out to Ghost. Hope you're doing well, Ghost. Miss you, man. Peace out, everybody, and have a fantastical weekend. Good night and good night.
Thank you, very nice.